The Circus Maximus, mainly used for chariot and horse racing, is the biggest and most ancient sports circuit in Rome. At least 370,000 spectators could enjoy public games and entertainment held in this valley situated between the Aventine and Palatine Hills. The Aventine Hill is also known for the rape of the Sabine women. The first races and games go back to the age of Romulus and were continued under Tarquinius, Gaius Julius Caesar, Augustus, Tiberius and Nero. All of them contributed to the building, improvement and modification of this big open space. In the 2nd century BC, the Circus Maximus was 600 meters in length and at least 200 meters in width. One side of the circus was wider than the other, thus this side was used as the starting point during chariot races. Emperor Augustus ordered the erection of the Ramses II obelisk inside the Circus Maximus, but towards the end of the 16th century, this obelisk was moved to the Piazza del Popolo. A second famous obelisk, the Thutmosis III obelisk, was also moved from the Circus Maximus and placed in Piazza San Giovanni in Laterano. As time went by, the first wooden structures that served as stages and steps were replaced by masonry structures consisting of three units. The base unit consisted mainly of arches with passages, steps, seats, stairs and rooms reserved for shopping and other services. The spectators did not pay to watch the games, which could be dangerous for them, since often the crashing of chariots and horses could injure the spectators too. Those taking part in such competitions would risk their lives too, due to the dangerous nature of the games. Furthermore, those who were defeated would often pay the highest price, their lives. Chariots drawn by couples of horses and quadrigas drawn to high speed by four splendid thoroughbred horses would run the full length of the circus, which bordered the river Tiber at that time. A hunger for fame, power and money would induce many chariot drivers to take part in these competitions. The main teams or factiones of these drivers were the white albata, the red russata, the green pressanai and the light blue veneta. The fact that the Circus Maximus was so close to the river Tiber explains why this place, like Piazza Navona, was also the stage for naval battles. It would be filled with water, giving birth to the so-called Naumachia, naval battles. The latest games were held around the year 549 in the reign of Totila, king of the Ostrogoths. Thus, during the Middle Ages, the Circus Maximus was no longer used for entertainment and competition. The whole area became a kind of fortress and property of the Roman patrician clan, the Frangipani, who embellished it with gardens, vineyards, small houses and towers. The so-called Frangipani Tower, also known as Molino or Moletta Tower, remains as testimony to that age. The tower was painted by Ettore Roesler France, one of the greatest and most capable artists who dedicated his art to depicting the beauty of ancient Rome. There is an odd legend about this tower, which would explain why it is also known as the Monkey Tower. A monkey, which probably belonged to a nobleman of that day and age, escaped one day, and probably getting in through an open window, hid inside the tower. The monkey took the little child from the family who lived inside the tower and carried the child up to the roof of the building. The child's parents did not know what to do, since they were scared that the monkey would drop the child from the tower if disturbed by any noise or screaming. Only the owner's voice calling to his monkey was able to bring the little child safely back to his parents. The family, overwhelmed and grateful that their little one had been returned to them, decided to have a small Madonna erected at the top of the roof of the tower. There is also another legend which contributed to the fame of the Moletta Tower. It seems that Jacopa dei Settoli, the widow of Graziano Frangipane, hosted her good friend St. Francis of Assisi inside the tower. Later in its history, the area of the Circus Maximus became known as De Cerchi and became the site of public executions. This was the place where capital executions took place, Cesare Lucatelli, was executed in 1860, Gaetano Tognetti and Giuseppe Monti in 1868. They were both accused of having killed at least 23 French Zouaves and 4 Roman people. The Italian poet Carducci dedicated an ode to Giuseppe Monti and Gaetano Tognetti, martyrs of Italian law. The Circus Maximus later was used for street markets and a night shelter for the homeless. Nowadays, as well as providing a suggestive walk from the Colosseum to the Tiber, the Circus Maximus is also used for concerts and public events.
Buon viaggio da audiocittà.it.